Well, again, A.J. Wildman, we're talking again about an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. In this case, gun rights, okay, and civil responsibility. This has been all over the place in the news. There have been shootings and this and that, and the ongoing battle between Congress that is controlled by the NRA and the safety of our people. And there's endless conversations that have been had and will be had about this. Right. What I'm trying to do is bring this thing to a final conclusion so we can quit harping about it and get some things taken care of. I don't have all the details worked on this out on this yet, but it comes down to two things. Okay, we're going to clarify the Second Amendment, okay, with this new amendment. And however it needs to be worded, gun owners in America will be guaranteed that no government, state, local, federal, will ever take their guns away. Period. End of discussion. Now, that should make the NRA, who really, if you don't know it by now, doesn't work for the gun owners. They work, and they are representatives of the gun manufacturers. Always have been, probably always will be. Right? And that's why there's a greater percentage of gun owners do want more control over guns and how they're distributed, right? And how, who can get to them and what features that they have. So if we're going to do that, then we're just going to say, people, gun owners are never going to take their guns away. Like they say, Obama's going to take somebody's guns away. Well, did he? No. There's more now than ever. Hillary's not going to take guns away. Trump wouldn't take guns away. It's not going to happen. But the NRA likes to stir people up and get them to buy more guns. Okay? That's their sales force, again, for the gun manufacturers. So, the other part of this bill, and this will be something that will be worked out, registration, okay, what needs to be registered or not, okay. Gun sales, as far as background checks, we're going to write that down, get it worked out very simply. This is not rocket science. And then the third part of that is, the next part of it is, that we will decide and agree what features, magazine size, what types of guns can or cannot be sold in the country, right? And just agree to it. Quit doing all this fighting and arguing, and you know, we have to really address the fact or realize that, as the gun manufacturers and really gun owners like to say, guns don't kill people, people do. And what I say to that, I paraphrase it, guns don't kill people, my friends, all right? People executing their free will on somebody else kills people with guns, all right? So enough of that stuff. So I think you get the idea behind all this, all right? We're going to make the gun owners secure as to how their guns cannot ever be taken, how they will be tracked, and what types of guns or magazine sizes or whatever, okay, will be allowed or disallowed in this country. This isn't rocket science. We can figure it out. And as you'll find out as you listen to some of the other proposals in this group, we're going to come down hard on people that use guns, all right? If you kill somebody with a gun, your own free will, premeditated free will, okay, your life is going to be very short after that. You're going to get a fair trial, and then you're going to die, just like that. We'll come back to that, all right? That sounds good to me. Hopefully that sounds a little good to you, and we can just work out the fine points and take care of this issue. The next issue is really another little hot button. It's called abortion and life rights. Take care, and we'll see you soon.